Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over in Israel, which really just seems to be trying to kick over every anthill they can, there is a renewed push to try and get peace talks going between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. And, of course, Netanyahu is starting off this whole process by saying, no, we will not freeze settlement construction in return for a resumption of talks. Which basically means Netanyahu is saying, yeah, we'll talk all you want, but we're going to go on building those illegal settlements. What are you going to do about it? Now, the United Nations is accusing Israel of continued violation of human rights with regard to the treatment of the Palestinians. And Israel, as always, is going to ignore the United Nations. And frankly, as long as the United Nations puts up with this stuff, they're undermining their own credibility. Because remember, Israel's membership in the United Nations had two conditions applied to it. Israel is the only nation to be allowed into the United Nations with conditions on their membership. The first condition was a right of return to Palestinians to their homes and villages that were taken from them by the creation of Israel. The second condition was that if the Palestinians chose not to return, Israel would financially compensate them for their lost homes. Israel has never complied with either condition. And as long as the United Nations allows Israel to sit there at the United Nations, defying the United Nations, defying the conditions on its own membership, then the United Nations is destroying its own credibility. Meanwhile, Israel's come up with a new little gizmo to put along their border with Palestine. They're called robo-snipers. They are automated, remotely controlled machine guns with telephone cameras on them. They're up on staff. Think of like all those TV cameras they have watching you on the streets of America, and imagine that each one of those has a 50 caliber machine gun attached to it, and you'll have an idea what this is all about. And these are designed to enforce a 1,500-yard buffer zone, which means the Palestinians can't even come up to the border of their own territory. Israel's idea is you're not allowed to be within 1,500 yards of our border, even though it's all usable farmland. It's ground that the already overcrowded Gazans could use. And Israel's attitude is, no, you're not allowed to use that 1,500 yards on your side of the border, or we will shoot you with these robotic guns. Now, Israel is looking for any kind of reason that they can, you know, get this situation going. We reported over the weekend about how rockets had hit Beirut immediately following Hezbollah's declaration of their support for Assad in Syria. And everybody's saying, well, obviously these rockets came from Israel. And so Israel turned around and said, well, somebody in Lebanon fired a rocket into Israel. Couldn't find where it landed. No hole in the ground. Nobody hurt. No property damage. But trust us, we know they fired a rocket. Then there was an announcement by Israel that a rocket had been fired from Sinai and hit an apartment building in Eilat, in Israel. And they were making a big deal about those gosh darn Egyptians, and we've got to take control of Sinai. And it turns out there was no rocket. It was a bombing involving criminal activity, and that's something you need to understand about life in Israel. They have a huge, huge organized crime issue in their country, up to and including the government itself. There are a lot of bombings of nightclubs and places like that that are actually turf disputes between rival crime gangs. And every time one of those bombs go off, the first thing the Israeli media says is, oh, it's Hamas, it's the Egyptians, it's the Lebanese. And in this case, they finally had to admit, yeah, this was an organized crime action. Made you look. We'll be right back.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I've had several people email me the link to the Fox News report from December of 2001, in which they reported that Osama bin Laden had died of natural causes. But, you know, when you have a supervillain like that, the mere fact that he's actually dead should not discourage the government from using this guy to continue to scare people into accepting the war on terror and the war on your constitutional rights and the war on privacy. And so they kept him alive, and every Osama since late 2001 was a fake and a fraud. A lot of people pointing out, have you noticed this guy who was on dialysis? And every time we see him, he looks younger and healthier, and his hair is going back to black. It was completely, completely absurd here. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? George, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
You know, when John McCain was over there, I heard talking with the Syrian rebels or the Free Syrian Army, which really not Syrians. Next time him or Lindsey Graham go over there, we should just give him a battle dress and equip him and tell him to go, send him into Syria and say, you go take out Assad. Leave us out of it.
Well, I had a lot of people write in and say, you know, wouldn't it be nice if the Free Syria Army kept McCain? And, of course, we then got a reply from the Free Syria Army saying, what did we ever do to you?
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing, too, I heard it was rumor. I talked. I don't know if it's a rumor or a confirmation or not, but if anybody who attended the National Boy Scouts meeting, because I was hearing from one of the people that went to that conference saying that that they were threatened if they did not vote for a certain way to allow openly homosexual people in. I'm not part of Boy Scouts or not, that they'd be threatened with lawsuits and all that stuff. And I want to know if anybody heard those threats from the National Boy Scouts Convention.
You know, I really wasn't paying attention to it, but, you know, I was a Boy Scout myself many, many, many years ago, and folks, there were gay kids in there. It was just nobody talked about it. We didn't consider it anybody's business. And I think they're making a big stink about it because it is a distraction away from Triplegate. They're just like we saw in election season. We don't want to talk about the economy. We don't talk about the Federal Reserve. We're going to make gay rights an issue. We're going to make abortion an issue. It's just more distraction here. I don't agree with the Boy Scouts having an overt anti-gay policy. But like I said, it hasn't really stopped gay kids from being in the Boy Scouts. Or, for that matter, gay scoutmasters, you know, and that's just the reality.
Yeah, another thing, too. Have you heard of the veterans' placards being stolen from the graveyards, those nice copper placards?
Yes, I have heard of that. Metal thieves are everywhere, and, you know, it's kind of a shame. We see our government over this last weekend, you know, trying to glorify war and say we will remember you, and yet funding to maintain the war memorials and the graveyards has been slashed, and the monuments are falling into disrepair, and as you're pointing out, the graveyards are being looted by metal thieves, and it really shows that the government is very insincere when they talk about honoring those who gave their lives in these various wars. It's just, again, they're trying to convince young people that going into the army is a great thing. I've noticed, along with all the war movies about how great we are when we whipped Germany and Japan and the rest of it, of course, there were a huge flood of ads for military recruitment. Apparently, the army is getting its own TV series on one of the networks. I don't even know which one, but every week it's just going to be a new reality show showing how great the army is and how well trained they are and how the amazing things that they can do dangling on a rope from underneath the helicopter or various other things like that. And again, it's just more propaganda. They're trying to sell military service to the America's youth. They're trying to sell war as a really, really good thing. And the American people are tired of it. We've been at war on all these oil nations for getting away from Bretton Woods. We've been at war now longer than we were in World War II. And no end in sight right now. Anything else, George?
They busted two grave robbers.
Good. I'm glad they got them. I'm glad they got them.
Well, the thing is, it was one of the Texas Revolutionary officers, and they tried to steal the gold bullion cufflinks off his uniform.
The only thing that got the
police's attention was when they opened the casket trying to get the cufflinks, they all threw up. And that made a big noise in the graveyard.
Well, I'm glad they fell flat on their face in that regard because, again, I understand in this economy people are stealing things, and because the police budgets are totally focused into writing traffic tickets, they get away with it. You'd be amazed what metal thieves have done here on the island of Oahu. They have literally stolen power lines and blacked out whole neighborhoods. There was this amazing building that we used to use as a location on Lost. It was the Hydra Station, and it is the remains of this top-secret World War II ultra-long-wave radio system. It was the precursor to ELF and VLF, and it could literally send underwater messages to submarines, and its signal reached all the way from New York City to Tokyo Harbor. And it was this. It should have been preserved as a museum because it was just filled with all these amazing radio artifacts. And I took all these wonderful pictures of it, but metal thieves had got in there and they'd stripped out all the copper and just devastated the place. And it was heartbreaking to see. And for me, I don't know what copper trades for right now. When I was a kid, copper was junk metal. It's what you made the plumbing out of. And today, all of a sudden, we're being taught to scramble after little bars and rounds of copper because it's a future investment. I think it's a big joke myself. I mean, it is. We're seeing these iconic things being destroyed. Yes, the plaques off of the veterans' graves. That's a shame. Over at the remains of the Coco Palms Resort on Kauai, I did a video about that on YouTube. There used to be plaques on the trees showing what celebrities planted those particular trees. Those have all been taken. And they're not just taking the metal, they're taking the history. And that is a crime against us all.
I mean, are they being caught trying to steal from the old native burial grounds? They're considered ancient to some of the natives?
Yes. Yeah, wow. It's a real shame, and yet we're always being told, pay no attention to that stuff. You got to hate the Muslims. You got to support the war. We've got to go on out there and force private central banking on the rest of the world. Anyway, anything else, George? Because we got other callers on the line.
Yeah, you can move on to the next caller.
All right, we're going to move on to Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Just calling because I'd like to make a quick point. You had mentioned that Senator McCain, former presidential candidate, had gone over to Syria to speak to Al-Qaeda, which supposedly there are allies there. And I just have one simple thing. If McCain can go, if we can send an envoy, a diplomatic envoy, to speak to our enemy slash ally, why is it that we have to send Dennis Rodman and not someone of diplomatic stature to talk to Kim Jong-un? How does that work? How is it that
okay, well, Dennis Rodman, I don't know what official capacity, if any, he served.
It was just rhetorical, because the point I'm trying to make is they can go see an ally who we're at war with globally, and the battlefield is the entire planet. They can go see him or them in Syria, but they can't talk to, or they can't Skype with Kim Jong-un. Someone can't come up with something. I just don't understand the axiom anymore. You know what I mean? It's so ridiculous. I just don't get it. How is it that a former presidential candidate can go meet with our ally slash,
okay, well,
rival?
He's still a United States senator. Okay, and he may be functioning in his official capacity, in which case this is not a violation of the Boland Act. For Dennis Rodman as a private citizen, he can go visit North Korea, but he cannot engage in anything that might be considered attempting to influence U.S. foreign policy, or he will go to jail. But McCain, you know, he's still a senator, even though he's a former presidential candidate. He's still a senator, and his visit has as much legitimacy as Charlie Wilson going to Afghanistan.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I understand. I was hoping he wasn't going to. Well, he wasn't publicly breaking any laws. The Logan Act, he's not breaking at all, is he?
I don't believe he. You mean Rodman or McCain?
McCain.
We don't know what McCain's actual mission was, and who he's acting on behalf of. If he went just as a U.S. senator all on his own, there might be some questions asked, but because he is a U.S. senator, he does have the right to do fact-finding trips anywhere in the world. And he can just say that's all it was. But again, going back and looking at what Charlie Wilson was doing in Afghanistan, a lot is going on we're probably not being told.
Sure. Okay, well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. You have yourself a good week.
All right, thank you, and we're going to switch over to Robert in Missouri. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I had some other things, but then the last caller talking about the whole North Korea versus going to talk to Al-Qaeda thing. You know, this is all just cracking these omelets in the eggs in the Middle East to make the big omelet. You know, this is lapdog Israel stuff that McCain's over there. Mossad's so deep into Syria, it's sick.
Well, remember, we're looking at overlapping agendas. No war is ever fought for just one reason. Wars are fought by multiple parties who have their own agendas that happen to focus on the same target. Israel hates Syria. They want more land. They want the Golan. The private central banks want to destroy any nation without private central banks. The U.S. wants Syria's oil on sale only for U.S. dollars. And where these overlaps happen, that's where the wars start. Got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line, Robert. We'll come right back to you.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, Billy and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Fighting Pharaoh.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with Robert out there in Missouri. And Robert, did you have another question?
Yeah, and the one big thing with Syria is I've been doing a lot of looking into it, and it's just like, nobody's comfortable going after Iran with Syria still in the shape that it's in now. So, you know, that's the domino that has to fall before the attack on Iran, which everybody seems to think that that's the big main crux of the matter, that they want to topple Assad before they go after Ahmadinejad and the mullahs and, you know, destroy that country like they have so many others.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the reasons why they're focusing on Syria, besides completing the encirclement of Iran ahead of the attack, is that Iran and Syria do have a mutual defense pact. And I think the ambition was that if they could get the war in Syria going strong enough, that Iran might come in and honor its treaty obligations, which would then open the door to an invasion by the U.S. or Israel. Because we have Israel basically saying we have a right to go in and bomb their power station. Nobody's really buying that. Nobody's buying that Iran is a threat to anybody. Iran has not invaded another country in a war of aggression in over 200 years. And so all this thing, weapons of mass destruction, we all remember how we were lied to about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. They're not getting traction for popular support for a war against Iran, either in the United States or in Israel. So they've got to somehow maneuver Iran into doing something overt that will then justify some kind of retaliation, meaning a first strike.
And who would ever have thought that, like, all of us Americans are looking for to Russia, and the guy that's leading Russia right now, Vladimir Putin, actually, you know, to put a stop to our own garbage that we're foisting upon the world, you know, at the behest of our real masters. That's what's so crazy. 20 years ago, who would have thought you would have been like, who would have thought that you're looking to Russia to be the actual leader, you know, 20 years ago? That's what's so sickening. But I wanted to segue into something about the veterans and the Memorial Day stuff that we just had.
Yes.
I'm a veteran. I'm honorably discharged. And, you know, every person I come in contact with, these kids and everything that are even talking about joining the military, and any veterans I talk to, you know, I bring up this long litany of events, the USS Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin, the Lusitania, 9/11, all these things. It's like every stinking war that we've ever gotten is by deception and false flag crap. And I'm like, and it's all for the banking cartel. I mean, none of them have ever really, you know, benefited us as a nation. It's all just been part of this two-sided banker war, fund both sides, and reap the profits and just destroy, you know, anything decent in the world. That's what's so sick. Is once you wake up to the realization that every war the United States has gotten in is all due to, it's just an outright bogus lie. And it's just, it really just makes you, it just puts this sour taste in your mouth as somebody that served in the, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, puts this sour taste in your mouth that says, you know what, I joined and it was all a lie. It was all for a bunch of people that look at me like Henry Kissinger said, as a dumb, stupid animal to be used as a pawn in foreign policy. And it's just really a shame. And then, you know, people look at you crazy when you tell them this stuff because they're still programmed by the, you know, the false history. And it's just so gross. And I try to deter anybody that is even thinking about joining the military. I say, get nowhere near the military.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with you. And again, going back to our Memorial Day observances here, regardless of whether we agree with the wars or not, and obviously we don't agree with the wars, but we do have a moral duty to those young men and young women who put on that uniform, who keep their promises to a degree we seldom see within the nation's capital, and went out there and at least had good intentions of defending this nation against foreign enemies. Only to realize, of course, the enemies are within our walls and calling the shots and sending them out to die. Anyway, let's see. Do you have anything else, Robert?
I just wanted to say one quick thing. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention is this weekend here in St. Louis, right outside in St. Charles. So if anybody listening from Missouri can get there, Sheriff Richard Mack, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, Michael Badnarik, a whole litany of, you know, decent people to be here in my hometown, so it should be cool.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we had Richard on the show yesterday, as a matter of fact, talking about this. We're going to let you go real quick there. Jonathan in Minnesota, I understand you've got a song you wrote about my website.
How you doing, Michael? Well, not exactly. It's just kind of a brief little tune that I more or less came up with in my head, sort of inspired by you, I guess. I love your show. So I just thought I would quick call in and bug you with it and see if you enjoyed it. Just acapella, no music. Should I go ahead?
Yes, go ahead. You've got 1 minute.
Thank you. We've all been to school, Anna. We've all gotten fooled, Anna. Don't know the rules, Anna. Matter of fact, don't even know what game exists within this plane. Talking about that monetary system.
Okay, I lied about how much time we had. I was misreading the clock here. Jonathan, when you get it recorded, email it into me. We'll use it as bump music, but we got to take a break for commercials.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, one of the ways that we know when Israel is getting ready to do something really tacky and disgusting is they go on this rant about anti-Semitic this, Hitler that. They just go out looking for anything that they can scream and cry about to try and wave the Nazis and the Holocaust at us. And it has hit an absolute nadir over this article from Business Insider, and one of the members of What Really Happened just put it up there. And basically it involves a billboard that JCPenney put up that is illustrated with a tea kettle. And apparently, if you squint your eyes real hard, the tea kettle kind of sort of looks like a cartoon image of Adolf Hitler, assuming you have been drinking all weekend and have taken some serious psychoactive medication. And yet, Jewish groups are screaming that JCPenney is anti-Semitic and they're honoring Hitler. And we put the photo for this story on the article at whatreallyhappened.com. You need to go take a look at just how incredibly silly this is. But we've seen this pattern before. Anytime Israel is getting ready to provoke another crisis, start another war, attack somebody, they'll go on this rant, just anything that even remotely could be construed as having anything to do with Nazis, they're going to use it and pump it as hard as they can to remind everybody on planet Earth that we are supposed to feel very, very sorry for the Israelis because of something that happened in the first half of the last century to people who are no longer alive anymore. And this is ridiculous that they would make an issue about this. It's a tea kettle. That's all it is. It's a tea kettle. And they're screaming, oh, no, this is going to remind people about Hitler. It's got to come down. And they're attacking JCPenney. I don't even like JCPenney. But I'm going to go down and I'm going to buy some stuff from them just in my absolute disgust at the way they're being smeared and attacked over a tea kettle. It's absurd. We're going to go back to the phones here. Dave in California. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a theory of what Israel is going to do in order to provoke a war with Iran, particularly involving the United States.
Please enlighten us.
Well, they're not getting traction, as you say, with the nuclear bomb angle that Americans have been told prior to this effort. They've been told that Iraq was involved with nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction. So they're not able to get enough traction, as you say, to compel Americans to attack Iran. So what they're going to do is they're going to do the feminist angle. They're going to destroy the culture of Iran, claiming that they oppress women, that women are all, you know, used as
propaganda. I've already seen that. They were trying to play that as propaganda, but again, I don't think they're getting a lot of traction. They're just desperate for anything that they can say, you know, we have a right to go in and destroy the country and make them live their lives the way we do here in the United States of America. And I think the reason that's falling short is because most Americans are looking around at the United States right now and thinking, this shouldn't be a model for anybody to follow in terms of how to run a nation. Between the predatory behavior of the private central bank, the government tyranny, I mean, the latest Gallup poll, it continues to show the majority of Americans is saying the federal government has become way too powerful.
I agree.
And so I think Americans are saying we don't really have a moral right to be forcing our way of life on any other country, considering that it really doesn't work for us.
I agree, but I think that, you know, since they cannot get any traction to compel Americans to attack Iran, I think that will be one factor that they're going to try to emphasize is the cultural oppression of women in Iran as a means to engineer distaste for the Iranian culture and the people. And
But if you go out to Iranian websites, actual Iranian websites that show ordinary people living their lives, you'll see that women aren't anywhere near as oppressed as the corporate media is trying to sell. They're not all wearing head coverings. There are very modern urban people in Tehran. I remember seeing some photos taken at an Iranian nightclub where the women were there and they were just as scantily dressed as women in American nightclubs, and nobody was pounding on them for it. And again, I don't think it's getting traction. I think ultimately what's going to happen is Israel's just going to go ahead and bomb Iran's nuclear power station and then scurry back to Israel and wait for American kids to be placed as bullet stoppers. They've run out of any other option. Nobody's buying any of this propaganda. Iran is not a threat to the United States of America other than economic, and nobody's going to send their sons and daughters to be killed in a war to prop up the bankers, especially when the banks themselves are already on the verge of a self-created disaster.
Okay, well, let's hope they don't have any success in that regard. But
that's about all they can do, because they were trying. There were trial balloons on this idea of demonizing Iran over the issue of women's rights, and it didn't get any traction. It didn't get any traction. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Larry in Oregon. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, compliments to you, because as I'm listening to your callers, you woke them all up. You're doing a great job, Michael.
Thank you.
I just wanted to relate to the Holocaust because I'm thinking of it now as a weapon that is really set up and aimed, like you, when you run up against the Holocaust, you're running up against a machine gun nest that's hidden, and you come up the hill without knowing it. And I'm trying to analyze it as a weapon and how it's devised. And it's using the old, from plays way back and dramas and all the movies and television things we see to set up a villain. And so they set up this villain. Now, you become the villain when you say something that triggers this weapon. And,
let me give you the backstory on this, okay? At the end of World War II, because you have to remember, if you read Winston Churchill's own writings about World War II, or Eisenhower, or Truman's, they don't talk about any kind of a deliberate extermination program. They talk about massive deaths from the typhus epidemics that laid waste all across Germany, that afflicted not just the populations in those slave labor camps, it afflicted the guards, the doctors, the German people. It was completely out of control. That large crematorium at Auschwitz was actually built after the war was over. It was built by the Russians to incinerate the corpses to stop the infection. It was a serious, serious public health issue. But at the end of World War II, you had all the Zionists. They had the Balfour Declaration. They wanted Palestine. But they were facing a political climate around the world where the world had united and shed much blood and gold on the principle that one people do not have a right to march into somebody else's country and just take it for their own use. That's what the whole point of going after Germany. Germany, you can't go into Poland and keep it for yourself, can't go into Norway, can't go into France. You're not allowed to do that. And yet that is exactly what the Zionists were asking to do in Palestine. Go into Palestine and just take it for their own use. So the Zionists needed a propaganda device that was so powerful and overwhelming that the same nations that united to stop Germany, stop the Nazis from taking other people's countries for their own use, would turn around, do an about-face, and say, yeah, it's okay for the Zionists to do to Palestine what the Nazis were not allowed to do to Poland and France and so forth. And they needed a propaganda device. And so the slave labor camps were transformed into extermination camps. Delousing with insecticide was turned into gassings. The deaths from typhus were turned into a deliberate program of extermination, and it was just blown up and fed by, media, Hollywood movies and everything to turn it into this giant deliberate extermination program so that the world would say, oh, well, yes, the Jews have to have their own homeland if they're ever going to be safe again. And that was basically what it is. And that was the big lie to convince the people of the world that what the Nazis could not be allowed to do in Europe, Israel had to be allowed to do in Palestine. And now they're stuck with it. They have to keep supporting that lie, even though modern science has caught up with many of the claims that were made. Ground-penetrating radar at Treblinka shows there are no mass graves there. The strata is still undisturbed from the last ice age. We understand that Zyklon B was an insecticide. And they not only fumigated the inmates at those camps, the guards and the officials also went through the same process to kill the body lice that was the primary vector for the typhus. And we know that the lampshades were not made out of human skin. It was goat skin. The claim that they were making bars of soap out of Jewish fat has been debunked. It's a wartime soap. There's very little fat in it, and most of it came from pigs, which is an embarrassment.
Well, there's a method for creating a villain. And they use it all the time in movies and plays, and they have done that to, in reality, to the American people and to anyone who opposes.
Well, I mean, we're still having Nazis waved at us. I mean, you know, we're coming up on, we're already more than a half a century removed from that war, and yet the Nazis are still the top villains. I wrote a joke article last Christmas. I went out and I found clips from all the times Nazis are being put into movies, including Nazi porn, Nazis on the moon, Nazi werewolves, Nazi vampires. And I made a joke saying that if they wanted to milk the Nazis for one more time for the Christmas holidays, that we had to have Santa Claus versus the Nazis. And I found out only a month ago, somebody's actually putting that into production. And they're trying to keep this thing alive. But the vast majority of us, you know, I'm going to be 61 this summer. And this was all over and done with before I was even born. And so it's really kind of burned out. And they're trying to figure out some way they can keep it alive so that Israel can go on attacking their neighbors, saying we're afraid of the Nazis coming back. The Nazis are gone. They are gone. The only Nazis running around are actors hired to sell the agenda to keep the donations coming into these various Jewish activist groups like the ADL. There are no real Nazis. Nobody wants to be the loser.
Jews have to be painted as being helpless victims when actually there are more billionaire Jews.
John, I think it was it John Kerry or John McCain just last week was applauding Jews. He was at this big convention saying, you guys are in control of the banks. And he was meaning it as a compliment. And yeah, they're in positions of extreme control throughout our society, certainly in control of Wall Street and banking, certainly in control of the United States Congress. Israel's got the world's fourth or fifth largest nuclear arsenal, depending upon who you ask. They are really not helpless. But that's the image they keep selling, that we must spend our money and spend our children to protect the poor, helpless, you know, Israelis from their neighbors. I got an idea. If you go back and you look at the history for the last 2,000 years, all of these problems always originate with this attitude by this group of people, the chosen ones, that they are not going to be part of the society around them, that the society around them exists to be preyed upon and looted. And, you know, if Israel wants to be safe, what they have to do is start learning how to get along with other people and other nations around them. Draw their borders, finalize the borders, write a constitution, go back to peace through commerce. But, you know, Israel's government right now has become totally dependent on having a paranoid population. The world is out to get them. And they have to keep maintaining that illusion, even when it is Israel that is committing the acts of aggression.
Portrayed that way in movies, they're portrayed as helpless, innocent people, and they're not portrayed as the reality of what they really are.
No, they aren't. But that's another reason why, you know, Hollywood is seeing so much of their box office go away. We're sick and tired of movies about German Nazi Holocaust, whatever. I remember I actually got asked to review Martin Scorsese's Shutter Island. And you know, as soon as they had the Nazis up there, and I said, that's it, I'm done with this movie.
By the way,
Israel's new thing is, if you're tired of watching movies and TV shows about the Nazis, it's just another form of anti-Semitism.
That
you're
Israel
anti-Semite if you will not accept your daily... You're an anti-Semite if you will not accept your daily brainwashing of movies about Hitler and the Nazis and stuff. And all of this happened before I was born. I've got nothing to do with it. I refuse to feel guilty about it. There are crimes and genocides and aggressions taking place here and now before our very eyes that we can and should try and deal with instead
Israel
of constant worship of the past.
Israel is projected and painted as being a victim in there, in the Middle East. I don't have any concept of them being a victim. They're not like some bad guy shooting a dog. They're not the poor innocent victim over there at all.
But it's their projected image. We're victims. Feel sorry for us. Give us money. Give us your children to fight our wars for us. We're helpless, poor, weak little people. And yet, if you look around with your own eyes, it's obviously not true. But it is
the
core of their propaganda campaign. We're running out of time. I got to let you go here. We're going to grab a quick phone call from Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. I just turned in and I heard again the argument about the poor, victimized race of people. And if those victims are really belong to that race of people, it's a different question. But,
let me insert a comment here, because this idea of playing victim to get attention or sympathy is not confined to one group. We have seen all kinds of hate crime hoaxes that extend beyond Israel and their supporters. We've seen gays committing hate crime hoaxes back during the heyday of the feminist male bash campaign in the 1990s. Women were faking rape attacks because they wanted the attention. There was the Davis, California rape hoax where this girl claimed that she was gang raped in the divider of the highway, and they were on the verge of passing a male-only curfew when the, you know, people like to do this to get attention. It's just Israel has raised this behavior to a fine art and a national character trait.
The main point I wanted to make, who was responsible and who were the enforcers in Eastern Europe about the genocide of tens of millions, altogether close to 100 million people, in order to bully their ideology through, in order to achieve world government? And where did many of them immigrate to? To the Palestine.
Yes. All right, we got to take a commercial break here. Werner, we're going to let you go, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Working two jobs has never seen me. She often goes hungry so her babies can eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know. Someone wants to help her walk on water. We've destroyed her faith. Jesus
Aloha America, welcome back to the show. And I just got this in the email, and I think it's great. It says, first they came for my pressure cooker, but I said nothing because I didn't use pressure cookers. Then they came for my tea kettles, and still I did nothing. I love it. That's very, very clever indeed here. Apparently there has been a major train derailment in Maryland. Loud explosions. They're starting to go in on that. And again, it's a reminder. Our infrastructure is in terrible, terrible shape because it's been neglected. In fact, the U.S. infrastructure gets a D-plus grade from civil engineers. This is being reported over at ingeniouspress.com. And this is vital, critical infrastructure for what is supposed to be the most advanced nation on Earth. And it is literally rotting away. We've had these bridges collapsing. We've had these train derailments. It's in really, really bad shape out of neglect because the government takes your tax money and instead of using it to take care of your country, they're using it to take care of Israel and to take care of Wall Street and to wage war on those countries that won't sell their oil for U.S. dollars or won't accept private central banking. They have bet the entire country on their agenda, and they're losing. All righty, let's see. The studies are in, and Obamacare is failing miserably. One of the latest problems, of course, is that because of the extremely high costs associated with Obamacare, those businesses that did have health plans are now having to scale them back. So workers' health coverage has actually been reduced by Obamacare, not improved. We know that we're seeing all across America where companies are firing their full-time workers and they're hiring all part-time staff so they can evade the cost of Obamacare. This is an unmitigated disaster. Senator Max Baucus, one of the architects of the bill, is saying the implementation is heading for a train wreck. And by the way, sort of crossing the line between Obamacare and gun rights issues, you're 600 times more likely to be killed by Obamacare than by an assault rifle. But you will have your Obamacare, but you're not allowed to have assault rifles here. The Republicans are looking at Obamacare, and they're already drooling, seeing that it's going to be a key platform of their campaign in 2014. And, of course, the problem with that is nobody in Washington, D.C. is looking at the problems. They're only seeing, how can I use this for my re-election campaign? They're totally 100% driven by agenda. And nobody inside the Beltway is really thinking about what's best for the nation and its people. Whether that is simply an epiphenomenon of the political process or because they're all on SSRIs, or there's something in the water inside Washington, D.C. and all the pipes inside those antique buildings, I don't know. But that is a key reason for the failure of the federal government. They're looking out for themselves and their cronies, and nobody's maintaining an overview. Nobody maintains the long view. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.